I'm Amy Eddings. Thanks for tuning in. It's WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. Stocks dropped sharply at the start of trading this morning following disappointing economic news from China and a sharp rise in the U.S. trade deficit. Those two reports, along with yesterday's forecast of a slower economic recovery in the U.S. from the Federal Reserve, kept stocks in the red all day. The Dow Jones ended the day down 265 points to close at 10,379. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both lost 3%. Art Hogan, chief market analyst for Jefferies and Company, says it's hard to tell whether the decline is just a blip or a trend.
First of all, we're going to see if this is a one-day knee-jerk reaction or if this is going to be the start of another downdraft. Remember, coming into today, we're up 7% in the month of July. We're up 2% in the month of August.
For the nation's unemployed, the trend lines are not great. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that in June, for every 5 unemployed workers, there was just 1 available job. Overall, there were nearly 3 million job openings, virtually unchanged from the previous month. To help some of those unemployed, the Obama administration announced $3 billion will be provided to out-of-work homeowners unable to make their mortgage payments and possibly even facing foreclosure. The money will be available to residents in states with higher-than-average unemployment rates, including New Jersey, but not New York. Some happier news for New York City from the tourism sector. Mayor Bloomberg says the city is on course to host more than 47 million visitors this year, up 4% from last year.
Just think about that. The economy turns down in America and around the world, and we're going to have a record year in tourism.
Tourism is New York City's 5th largest industry, according to the city's tourism agency, NYC and Company. Another bit of jobs news that could increase your stress level. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that in our area, women still earn substantially less than men. In New York, a woman's pay for equivalent work is about 84 cents to a man's dollar. In New Jersey, it's a measly 77 cents. In other local news headlines, Amtrak and New Jersey Transit riders are still facing delays of up to 45 minutes into and out of New York today. A tree fell on power lines in Hamilton, New Jersey this morning at about 5 o'clock, taking out signals and forcing some train service to be suspended. Steve Epstein was trying to get to Boston for business today. An hour-long delay was making him worry about his meeting schedule.
In terms of the frustration factor, it's incredibly inconvenient, and I hardly ever use Amtrak. So the one time I use it in a year or 2 years, it's delayed.
Amtrak says delays are now 30 to 45 minutes between New York and Philadelphia. NJ Transit says delays between New York and Trenton are around 20 to 30 minutes on its Northeast Corridor service. A spokesman says some evening trains will be canceled or combined with local service. Mayor Bloomberg is distancing himself from Governor Patterson's efforts to get developers to move a proposed mosque further away from the World Trade Center site. Bloomberg appearing with Governor Patterson at JFK Airport for an announcement of a new renovation project by Delta, dismissed Patterson's offer to give developers state land, saying Patterson was free to offer the land but could speak for himself. Governor Patterson says he wanted to open up a conversation about how other people were feeling about the controversial project, saying, quote, "We really are all victims, and perhaps we just need to understand each other." A former Portland, Oregon official is becoming the next head of environmental policy under Mayor Bloomberg. David Bragdon was president of Portland's Metro Council. The elected body oversees regional planning, solid waste management, protection of natural areas, and other functions. Bloomberg's previous director of sustainability left in June after coming up with goals that included getting more yellow cabs to go hybrid and creating more parks. Bragdon starts next month. For every Steve Slater, you know, that ticked off JetBlue attendant who literally slid off the job on Monday at Kennedy Airport, there are thousands of others like him who cannot just deploy the emergency slide and get out of their jobs. One of the men who runs JFK, the Port Authority's Chris Ward, said today what happened was pretty simple.
He had a bad day, and JetBlue and, you know, that airline will end up responding in an appropriate way.
We'll talk now about workplace stress and what you do if you can't afford to quit your job with Catherine Crowley, a psychotherapist with K-Squared Enterprises and co-author of Working for You Isn't Working for Me. Welcome to the 411.
Thank you.
Does this reaction signify something new, this reaction to Steve Slater making him a folk hero of sorts?
Well, I think the reaction is very timely and has so much to do with the current economic climate, in that what he did was express some of the frustration and actually the freedom that people want to be able to leave their jobs or, you know, stomp, act out in some way, but they don't feel that they can because they're so afraid of the economic insecurity and of losing an actual position.
What's your advice if you feel like deploying the slide?
My biggest advice would be don't get to the point where you have to deploy the slide, and actually in this time really focus on taking care of yourself and reducing your stress before you get to that point, because under these circumstances a lot of people are doing the jobs of two people. They feel as if they don't have a choice, and therefore self-care goes by the wayside. So it's very important to reduce your stress by exercise, by self-care, and by not acting out.
Catherine, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Catherine Crowley is an author and therapist with K-Squared Enterprises that works with business and individuals. This is WNYC.